Welcome to the Born and Raised Audio Experience, presented by Onyx.
We are live and loud in probably the loudest space that we've ever been.
You're probably right about that.
So we're right by the river, guys, that we parked our boats on for this big bear hunt. We have a fire going, crackling in front of us, but at the same time, we're mic'd up. Today was a big, big day for us. And by that I mean, there was a lot of, I would say, first for the year.
Yeah.
Correcto, Mundo?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've got same crew as last podcast. I got Weston. And I've got Troy with us. Today started out, we're just going to do a little hunt recap, I guess, before we get to the super exciting stuff. So stay tuned. But today was a super, super exciting day. Got up this morning. Not going to lie, everybody was sore, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We knew we had, we knew we were looking for bears. We're gonna keep it till 10:30. Is where we're going to stay, where we're at, and then we were going to move on from there. So, made it till 10:30, did not see any bear sightings, correct?
Negative.
Negatory. And, anyway, went downhill from there, but we had those shed horns that we talked about on the last podcast that we're going to go get. So, we went after the shed horns, and that turned into a whole different adventure in itself. It was,
They're just popping up like popcorn.
Oh, man. There's those shed horn. Shed crazy, Eric Chesser. I love you guys to death. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I'm not real sure of the nostalgia of the shed horn because there's no meat attached to those horns at all. Anyway, so we find my shed and get that. And then Troy goes, oh, there's the other shed. He walks up on the rock bluff right above it. And the other shed was found. Oh, this is awesome. So we're all jacked up at that point.
So real quick.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
In the last podcast, we talked about, is it blah, blah, blah? You find the first one. Is it a match set? I would just like to clarify that shed I found was not part of the match set.
Oh, you're throwing that this early, huh?
And Troy and Trent are now best friends.
Best
forever engraved. I can't remember how that quote goes.
Yeah, I can't.
In the
either.
Brotherhood of elk hunting.
I can't either. We weren't hunting elk. Let's just be honest.
Well, you were hunting their horns.
Yeah, but I've never done that in my life.
Me either.
Yeah. So, no. All right. Are you done?
Yeah. I'm done now.
Okay. Cool. So we found the one horn. Troy goes up on the bluff above us, and the other horn's laying there. And the match set to the one that I spotted from the other ridge. And anyway, so obviously Junior's getting kind of jacked because, you know what? It wasn't a match set that he had to give up. So
yeah, you didn't even have to go find yours to know that it wasn't a match set at that point.
To preface this, when we went over there, what did I say?
I don't know. I can't remember.
100%,
you said so much stuff, I can't remember.
I said, Trent, those are both your sheds if it's a match, 100%.
Yeah,
said,
but that was after hearing all the scrutiny that you took.
Yeah, that's true.
What scrutiny did I take? Just from you two?
It's still scrutiny.
Nonetheless, I was 100% fine with giving up the match set.
Was he fine?
It got so intense that for the second we had service, it was, look it up. Let's see who's writing what.
Look it up. Look it up.
Who's saying what.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways. So we go and...
The ordeal's over.
Yeah, exactly. So Junior goes up to find his horn that he spotted, and I'll give we give credit where credit's due. He spotted the horn, so he goes up there to go get that.
And it was the best.
It was the biggest horn that we found.
Yeah, it was. That is a really nice bull you found, Wes.
Yeah, it was really nice. And anyway, so he gets that bull, walk over the ridge. Oh, wow. Spot another horn. Okay. And then I said, well, I'm going to sit here on the ridge. Weston goes to get the other horn because he thought it was the match set.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say that from one finger away, I heard you find that other horn, and you sounded so excited that it had to be a match.
Well, dude, I've never found an elk shed in my life.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh my gosh, I just found the match to it. Turns out it wasn't the match to it.
Not even close.
It was just a, you know, an average 5 point. Yeah.
And then so, on the way down to go get that match set.
Yeah. I spot another shed.
Another shed. And we're talking 30 yards, people. We're not walking through. I mean, it's steep. Don't get me wrong. It's super, super steep. But we're not walking a long, long. Where we found the sheds is what I'm saying. We walked a long ways to go get them.
But where the sheds all were together.
Yes.
Not very far apart.
At that point, we were wondering, what are we doing? Because our packs were already about 45 pounds. And anyway, so we found, in all, we found 5 sheds. And then we found one on the way out because we had to head down to the boats today. And we're getting to the good part. We're getting to the good part of the day.
Yeah.
Getting down close, throw up the glass, and there's a bull. Or a bull. Gosh, I got elk on the mind. There's a bear. And what was it when we first saw it? What was the range of it?
Oh, gosh. Are you talking to me like before we got into position?
Oh, way before. Way before.
Oh, over 1,000.
Yeah, over 1,000 yards. So we had to get way closer. We skirted these bluffs and hiked a boatload of miles, it seemed like. Anyway, we got in position.
It's when you say a boatload of miles, it's 300 yards to where we're trying to get to, like in the rangefinder. But you have to cut back these fingers all the way to like their little mini drainage system that each one of them have. And
which
then you have
turns
to cut
into
back.
A boatload of miles.
Yeah, boatload.
It just seems like it. I mean,
it's so far
when you're walking and doing it. It just seems like it's so far. But cut the distance. And found the bear again. He was up moving, feeding. And Troy, we got everything set up. We got the phone scope set up. We got the everything ranged. What was the range?
It was all set up 675.
675.
Yeah.
First shot, did not see it hit the bear. We didn't see it hit the bear.
Yeah.
So second shot, the bear turned and anyway, made a couple yards and
720.
720, boom, drills it. Bear takes off on a dead run. I said, you hit him, because we were looking through the phone scope. You will see all of this on YouTube on our channel. And anyway, bear takes off. And then we proceed to shoot at it again.
Yeah. The bear, like, laid down behind this big rock, and you could see about, gosh, it seemed like an XO pack width of body, maybe.
It was
slim. Deep. It was out there, and it was super slim, and every ounce of your being says, that bear's fatally wounded, just let him lay there, that was a good shot, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then, I guess you'd say the good side of you says, well, you need to put another bullet in that animal and knock it down as quickly as possible, obviously. So, you kind of toss and turn with that whole thing. And we try to put another bullet on it. And right, that rock that's just right in front of it, you just couldn't get over that rock.
So, there was a rock. So, there was, like, picture a round rock. And a bear right behind it with his vitals and back barely sticking up over this rock. I'm talking like inches.
Yes.
Inches. I mean 6 inches maybe. And bear's down, he is on his back, his paws are up, he's kinda doing I'm not going to say the death crawl or anything like that, but he was hurting.
He was doing enough. He was doing enough that he was hit really, really good. We wanted to shoot him again.
We wanted to get another bullet in.
Really bad. The whole group really wanted to let's just be done.
So we shot it. Troy shot again, and I could see it. I was looking through the spot and scope, and you could see it hit the rock. I mean, right in front of it. Bang! And it was just like, you just got to get over that rock. But where the bear was at, we really, really couldn't. So we just waited it out and stayed there as long as we could. And then finally, the bear got up, and it was like, okay, send it. And Troy sent one, and I could not tell where the bullet hit. And that leads us to our next conversation. And the bear took off running. I could tell it hit somewhere. I didn't see it like hit the bear's hide. I didn't see it flinch or nothing. But at the same time, the bear took off and went in this timber patch, and it's a small timber patch. I would say 2 acre maybe.
Yeah.
Small timber patch, and where we could not see it anymore. And it was almost dark, so we all got together. And that's the cool thing about hunting in a team of guys and that have hunted for quite a while, honestly. And
yeah,
we kind of just went all around as like, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Right?
The combined effort and the combined knowledge was that, hey, let it be. This is a good thing. You know, it ran into this tiny strip of timber. If it comes out, it will. We watched, it didn't. Okay, good.
Yeah, we watched for a long time and nothing came out. But at the same time, I've chased wounded bears after dark.
Yeah.
So have I.
And it sometimes turned into just a real... real trap shoot, trying to figure out where they went and then seeing them, and then they take off, and it sometimes is not the awesomest thing to do in the dark at night, you know. So
yeah,
we opted to back out. That was just the ultimate decision, and came back down to the boats because we were getting actually close to the boats from where we shot the bear.
Our game plan to get to the bear was actually come down to the boat. So regardless of the situation, we were going to have to come to the boat. Whether we were going to go after him tonight or wait till tomorrow morning, we were going to have to come to the boats. We got to get to the boats.
Yeah.
There's not enough time to get up there before it's pitch black. It's going to take us at least 2.5 hours, I would say,
yeah,
to get up
get
there.
Over to
so we get over here an hour before dark. Honestly, it's just not safe.
It wasn't safe for anybody, and that's the thing too. And it gets down to, you know, high 30s tonight. I mean, it's cold. We're at a higher elevation where we're at, and it's the bear's going to be just fine as far as it goes over and expires, and we can go pick it up in the morning. So that was the decision that we made to do today and come back down to the river. We were out of water. We were out of food. But at the same time, that's no excuse as far as for shooting an animal. But I'd like to delve into Troy. What was your gut feeling? What were you feeling? I know it's hard to do and I know it's not fun, but at the same time, it may help somebody out there that's been in the same situation.
Gut feeling as far as after the shots or?
Yeah. After the couple shots that you shot and. You know, it just, not everything always goes as planned, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's a hard feeling sitting here with a full belly, honestly, not knowing 100% what we're going to see tomorrow. I know with, like, you guys and my minimal experience and everything that I honestly feel confident that we're going to find an expired bear tomorrow right where we think it is and that it's the right move. But it's not easy for anybody who cares about these animals and care about what they're doing and why we're out there getting blisters on our feet. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy for anybody to not see that animal expire.
Yeah.
And anybody who archery elk hunts or archer deer hunts or anything, and you have to track the blood, like, you know, a lot of people listen. They can even just the, I guess, say the sound of hearing the animal crash or something is one thing, but this long range stuff is just different. And it's something for me, it's not that it's not as intimate or anything like that. I know some guys are really into that kind of long range stuff, but it's tough, man. It really, really, really is hard for me. And I remember a couple times coming down the trail. I mean, we had a lot of room to hike down here, and you looked at me a couple times and you're like, "You all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. My feet are good, this and that." And you're like, "No, how's your head?"
Yeah.
And that meant a lot to me. It was just like, "Yeah, I'm all right. You know, like it's hard.
I think that's part of hunting. I think it's, and the groups that we hunt in and in the past, you know, we grew up around hunting with other people all the time.
Yeah.
And in a group, and it's just like, I've been there. I'm sure Wes has been there. You bring each other up. There's no point in being down about the whole subject, because you're going to act your best when you're up. You're going to do the right things. You're going to make the right calls when you're in the right state of mind. And that was my whole thing by that, as far as, are you okay? You know? And I think it's good for people to ask, because other guys can ask and get all masculine or do whatever they want. And just say, okay, yeah, well, it is what it is. You did this, you did that. But at the same time, we're a team. We all went into this as a team.
And at the end of the day, I'm the one who made the decision to take that shot, you know?
Sure.
It was a group effort.
But at the same time, with a team sport, if the guy tries to shoot the three-point buzzer beater or whatever...
Yeah, exactly.
The team's behind him.
Yeah, they got him to that point. You guys absolutely got us to that point. We worked our tail off for that bear.
We did, yeah. We hiked a lot of miles in the last couple of days, few days. But at the same time, it's just like, that's the whole thing. It's a team effort going into this. And I feel with total conviction tomorrow morning, we are going to hike up there and we are going to find that bear.
Oh, yeah. I'm very confident that we're going to find that bear.
Yeah.
But again, if you're not feeling... It's not some self-righteous thing. I'm just saying, if you don't feel the feeling that we kind of all as a group feel right now, not knowing 100% and not being there and seeing that bear then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy to sit here comfortable knowing that we're not on top of that bear taking pictures, you know?
Absolutely. We're not just out here to fling lead. No, for fun.
Absolutely not.
By no means. But I think we made the right decision on, and like I think Wes touched on it a little bit ago, it's just tracking a bear in the dark at night. Not a smart move. No. It's just the outcome. Yeah.
I've done it with Steve.
I have done it numerous times. And yes, sometimes it does turn out just fine and everything, but with the conditions, with the what we've got for weather and everything, for as cold as it is, I mean, we're just fine for playing the smart move and going in tomorrow, I think. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yep. I think it goes a lot into that team effort that we're talking about, because every single one of us looked at each other and had the exact same idea.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's just give it some room, give it some time. We know exactly where it's at.
That's a whole podcast in itself, but just trying to make that decision with the information that you have, right? So it's, you know, you want to bring it full circle, like into a, you know, I hit the bull, where'd you hit him? I think I hit him back. I think, you know what I mean? And it's just like, okay, now what do we do? How many hours? What's that time clock running? You know, it's a whole different chain of events that gets thrown into motion when you make that decision. So, but no, I think that's the right decision. I honestly think tomorrow night's podcast is going to be awesome.
yeah,
100%, I totally agree. And like, the reason why, like, we've talked about this on the mountain. Why are we here? We are here because we believe that we are doing our job as outdoorsmen, hunters, conservationists, that ODFW has said we need to take X amount of bears out of this unit because of the elk population. We are here and we are doing that.
Elk, deer, whatever, elk, wildlife, deer, population.
Wildlife, just the balance of the ecosystem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything. So we are here to kill bears. That is what we are here to do. Also, we are here to make sure that when we fire a shot, that it is 100% on point, and it's to make it clean, ethical, and everything. What the YouTube video is probably not going to show is Troy spending weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks dialing in his scope, dialing in the custom ammo, everything that he's done to shoot a bear that who knows what the variable was. Wind that we didn't calculate for, elevation, the rotation of the earth, the humidity, who knows what that, what, you know, who knows why it was a little back or what the situation was.
But yeah,
all we know is at the end of the day, we 100% tried our absolute hardest and gave our 100% best effort to kill that bear and do our job as sportsmen and to do it ethically.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's what the truth of the matter is, and that is what actually happened. Sometimes that's hard to relay and show on video or in a 20-minute flick that people are going to consume on YouTube really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be those people, I think, that just judge everything that you do. And that's okay, because honestly, that keeps all of us in check, you know?
Absolutely.
So I think that's, you know, I'm not saying it's a great thing by any means, but I think it's okay. And it just, if we feel convicted about what we do and the manner that we do it in, I think, you know, we can move forward with what we're doing. And it just, it was, that's a great notion as far as, you know, it's not like we're going and just flinging lead. We're practicing. We are, you know, doing our due diligence and,
yeah,
and making a shot. We would not just shoot in the dark and, you know, saying, oh, I think I can get it. You know, we don't do that. We, Troy went with the thing where he goes today, he says, I'm busting milk jugs at that range. And if he's busting milk jugs at that range and feels comfortable with it, then we're not peer pressuring him or anything like that to shoot that.
No.
It's just he was comfortable and he knew he was capable to do that. So he shot the shot.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I'm the one who pulled the trigger. I'm the one who made the decision. I can hope you can tell by the tone of my voice that I'm not excited about the way it went down and what we have to do and this and that. But, I mean, geez, I have been practicing that. I have been working on that gun. I have been working with that ammunition. And, like, shout out to my dad, Craig Ball, and especially Mark Conklin, like, putting everything together with me and working through this whole process.
Yeah.
We worked hard at doing this thing, and please understand, I say the tone of my voice because I would not go out there and sling lead at something like that. And
right. The
last thing I want to do, I don't care that it's, you can call it predator control, you can call it whatever you want to call it. We're not out here to hurt animals so that they can suffer.
No.
Like, we are out here to do what we're going to do. Yes, it's fun. I love sweating and busting my A with these guys and going out here doing these kind of things, but the end goal is to put an animal down, to make a difference in conservation, to do this, to do that, enjoy the meat, blah, 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 right?
Absolutely.
It's not to make something suffer, and we have done the preparation. I think my dad has done as much work for this hunt as I have, and he's not even here. So,
how cool is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, he is
awesome.
Sitting on his phone waiting for me to let him know that we have this bear, you know?
Talk about,
and we don't have service down here, but
talk about brotherhood though.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just as important to him too, because we all got eggs in the basket, right?
Absolutely.
Every one of us have eggs in the basket. So again, I took the shot. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think that we had a good shot. Everything felt good. You don't know what the wind is like 20 yards in front of you, let alone 700 yards in front of you.
But we tried to judge all of that.
We tried to do all... Yeah, absolutely.
Everything
felt good, and it ends up the way it is. And I think tomorrow... really going to pan out.
I have a good feeling about it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go find that bear. I just think this is the smartest idea. What we've done as far as just you know, give it a night, let it lay down, let it do its thing, and expire. And then tomorrow will be a whole new day for us.
Yeah.
And we'll just go on the trail that we get shown, you know. We'll go up to where the shot was. We'll see what happens there, and we'll do all that. And you can follow this on YouTube. We'll have all this on video, so. But
yeah, I don't think anyone's feet's excited for that.
No. We're all broke down. We're sore. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like a beat mule right now.
Yep. But at the same time, we're doing our due diligence to go up and we're going to find him. I guarantee you. We'll find him.
Yeah.
We'll find him.
Yep.
So, all right, guys. We need to get to bed.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're all super tired. Fire's running down. And it was a great podcast tonight. Join us for the next podcast. I know tomorrow's podcast is going to be awesome. So
we're going to be in better moods. Not better moods, but just more energetic tones.
Yeah. We're not down and out. Don't get me wrong.
No.
We're not. But when you have a task at hand and, you know, there's chance in that task, sometimes you have doubt. But you have to stay positive, I think, and you have to go into it with the mentality of you're going to find this rather than what am I doing up here? You know what I mean? And tomorrow we're going to do exactly that. So stay tuned for that, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast, and stay tuned for the next one. You'll hear us hooping and hollering, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys
later.